WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Tom Parada's satirical novel Little Children is about a young woman named Sarah who is married, raising her child in an upper-middle-class suburb. Sarah can't understand how she wound up in the life she's living. But she believes she's found some meaning in her life when she meets Todd, a father at the playground, who seems to be as alienated as she is. They begin an affair and think they are falling in love. A film version of Little Children opened last week to critical acclaim. It was adapted for the screen by Todd Field, who also directed In the Bedroom. Parada's other novels include The Wishbones and Election, which also was made into a movie. Here's Parada reading from the beginning of Little Children.
The young mothers were telling each other how tired they were. This was one of their favorite topics, along with the eating, sleeping, and defecating habits of their offspring, the merits of certain local nursery schools, and the difficulty of sticking to an exercise routine. Smiling politely to mask a familiar feeling of desperation, Sarah reminded herself to think like an anthropologist. I'm a researcher studying the behavior of boring suburban women. I am not a boring suburban woman myself.
That's Tom Parada reading from his novel Little Children. Let's also hear a scene from the new film adaptation. Kate Winslet stars as the ambivalent mother Sarah. In this scene, she flirts with the hunky stay-at-home dad, played by Patrick Wilson, at the playground.
Come here. Come here. You see those women over there? Don't look. You know what they call you?
What?
The prom king.
Really?
Yeah, they mean it as a compliment. You're a big character in their fantasy lives.
Wow.
So one of them bet me $5. I couldn't get your phone number.
$5, huh?
Yeah.
But couldn't we split it 50-50?
It could be arranged. It doesn't have to be your real number.
Oh, well, in that case, sure. You got a pen?
Great. I don't. You know what? It'd really be funny if you gave me a hug.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, come here.
Oh, my God.
Do you want to really freak him out?
That's a scene from the film adaptation of Tom Parada's novel, Little Children. Terry Gross spoke to Tom Parada in 2004 when his novel was published.
The main characters in this novel are kind of living the wrong life. Like Sarah, the main character who you were just reading about. This is not the life she wanted. She didn't plan on being a mother living in the suburbs. In college, she had been bisexual. She had an affair with a woman. She was immersed in critical gender studies. She worked at a rape crisis hotline. She was hoping to be a feminist film critic. I think a lot of people feel that they ended up in the wrong life. How did she get there?
Well, I think she got there the way a lot of people get where they end up. The years after college were particularly lonely for her. She was directionless. She tried graduate school, was very excited for a while, but then didn't like teaching very much, worked at Starbucks, had some affairs. And somehow there was a man at Starbucks, an older guy, who was also a little bit lost, who found his way toward her. And, you know, they fell in love, so she thought, got married, and suddenly found herself in the exact... I mean, she didn't have a profession. He did. Basically, you know, there's a kind of economic determinism to it that's almost 19th century to her. I also think there's something about the generation, that's my generation, the people who went to college in the 80s and 90s, when feminism was still, I think, a really dynamic force in American culture, and you know, we in our minds imagined a whole different set of social arrangements and family arrangements, and something happened, you know. I mean, when I was first a parent and at the playground, I was suddenly surprised to find myself often the only stay-at-home dad. You know, I wasn't a full-time stay-at-home dad, but I was doing about half-time childcare, and if I took my kids to the playground during the workday, I was usually the only man there. And I think that in the same way that I probably felt surprised by that and a little bit, like what had happened? What? Where was the world that we thought we were entering? I think someone like Sarah, who was, really in the vanguard of this sort of thinking, probably felt it quite a bit more acutely than I did.
In the acknowledgments to your new novel, Little Children, you end it by saying, mainly, though, I'd like to thank Nina and Luke for letting me tag along at the playground. So I assume that Nina and Luke are your children, and that you spent a lot of time taking them to the playground and using that as inadvertent research for your novel. You have a really funny paragraph about what the few men who come to the playground with their children are like, what they look like, and how they behave. I'm going to ask you to read that paragraph for us from Little Children.
Okay. Most of the men who showed up at the playground during the workday were marginal types, middle-aged trolls with beards and pot bellies, studiously whimsical academics who insisted on going down the slide with their kids, pinch-hitting grandfathers providing emergency daycare, sheepish blue-collar guys who wouldn't meet anyone's eyes, the occasional cooler-than-thou hipster with a flexible schedule.
Were you the occasional cooler-than-thou hipster with a flexible schedule?
I was somewhere between the hipster with a flexible schedule and the studiously whimsical academic. But there was some part of me that was also a sheepish blue-collar guy who wouldn't meet anyone's eyes.
All right. What was it like to be one of the few fathers regularly at the playground with your children?
Some women who were at the playground would deny this, but I was actually, I thought, made to feel somewhat unwelcome. There was just some sense of, what is he doing here? And if you try to strike up a conversation, sometimes there was a little bit of reserve or coolness. But what did happen, and I think is something I tried to use in the novel, was that occasionally there would be a woman who, for some other reason, was not part of, the sort of the core female society of the core mother group of the playground. And occasionally I would get into conversations with these women who, for whatever reasons, were also outsiders. And that's the dynamic, I think, between Todd and Sarah. They both feel somehow excluded from this core maternal clique at the playground. And it creates a kind of instant bond of intimacy between them.
There's a section in which Sarah goes shopping for a bathing suit, and she wants to get a bathing suit that makes her look really attractive, which was difficult. And I think most women agree that buying a good bathing suit is a real challenge, and it's something a lot of women are particularly self-conscious about. What kind of thinking did you do to try to write that scene from a woman's perspective?
I think for men, it's very interesting. The point where you realize how nervous and anxious women get about these things, because of course, for most men, I think the idea of a woman in a bathing suit is kind of a very exciting thing, and the fact is women are probably much harder on themselves and their bodies than men are at a certain point. So I think that, again, it seems like a pretty pervasive thing. I mean, I read some catalogs, and for instance, if you read, the Land's End catalog, there's a very kind of, the voice of the catalog is, this is coverage, this is going to, save you from certain embarrassing issues that will conceal the problem areas. I mean, it was really just right there in the forefront, and maybe, what I was reading something that men don't normally pay attention to. We're just supposed to look at the pictures. But it was, right out in the front, and I've certainly heard women, talk about the bathing suit dilemma.
Do you want to read that paragraph?
Sure.
In this paragraph, Sarah is shopping with her young daughter, Lucy, and while she's, trying to find a good bathing suit, she also has to keep track of where her daughter is.
That's right. And I should say that Sarah is hoping to go to the town pool and reconnect with Todd after their first intense flirtation. So she's given this a lot of thought. When she finally made her selections, she dragged Lucy into the fitting room and told her to stay put while she tried the suits on over her generously cut gray cotton panties, which kept poking out and spoiling the effect. Not that there was much to spoil. The first suit hugged her hips and waist perfectly, but looked about 3 sizes too big on top. The second fit nicely across her chest, but drooped off her ass like a tote bag. She thought the third suit looked okay. It was a black one-piece, daringly low-cut, with a series of oval cutouts traveling up the side. But when she left the fitting room to consult with the sales lady in front of the three-way mirror, the woman hesitated for a long time before answering. "I wouldn't," she said finally.
Yeah, I love that. You know, when the sales lady who needs to sell you clothes thinks something looks bad, it really looks bad.
I know. Usually she would.
Thanks for reading that. Did you talk with your wife a lot about certain things, you know, before writing the book or while writing the book, just to get, you know, just again to get into a kind of female point of view of things?
I think when you live with somebody, you get their point of view.
Good point.
Kind of around the clock. I'm sure I had to ask her certain questions, and she'd be very happy to help me if I did. But I think it's more like a steady stream of information that I get from her and from, you know, other women friends.
Tom Perotta speaking to Terry Gross in 2004. His novel Little Children has just been made into a movie starring Kate Winslet.